Welcome back to The Drive. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. And well, Matt, as we forgot, as I mentioned before, we forgot to do our mock draft on Monday with all the excitement going on, Senior Bowl week, all that good stuff. I completely slipped my mind. So we will do one today. And today we're going to use the Pro Football
Focus or Network.
I was going to use Network, Pro Football Network. I ended up on somehow. There we go. Pro Football Network. We'll use that one. I did see Tony Pauline today, so we'll use his. Yeah. We didn't talk any Led Zeppelin, though. let's see. Go seven rounds, and we got the Steelers pick, and let's draft it.
Okay. Hold on one moment, please. Inaugural mock draft Monday, no trades were allowed from the commish. Are we open to dealing or not?
Let's stick with the non-deals right now.
Okay.
Okay, but we do have some offers, of course, because that's just what this does. So our offers are the Seahawks want to give us their 20th pick and a 2024 fourth round pick to move up three spots. I'm not interested in that regardless. Like, I'm sorry. A fourth rounder in 2 years from now doesn't do us any good. I am rejecting that. Wow, the Browns want to give us 42, 98, 111. Their 2024 second rounder and their 2024 third round pick. Well, we don't do business.
Don't do business with them, but
that's quite the haul.
I will say that there is that gap in the Steelers draft picks where
it would be nice to
from one of these three would probably make some sense when it's all said and done at some point.
So here's who went ahead of us here. Quentin Johnson went number one overall in this. Bryce Young, Jalen Carter, Anthony Richardson at four. Ooh. Miles Murphy, Will Levis, C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, Paris Johnson, Jordan Addison, Tyree Wilson, Kaylee Ringo, Joey Porter, Cam Smith, Broderick Jones, Bijan Robinson. So a lot of the guys that you
crazy first 16. It's just a weird order.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah.
So Brian Breesy, still there. Brian Branch, still there. The DB out of Alabama. Mm-hmm. Christian Gonzalez, still there. Pete Skoronski, still there. Michael Mayer is still there.
We haven't talked tight ends. But
would it be crazy to take Michael Mayer?
Yes, but there are some tight ends in this class that are making a name for themselves that I'm starting to grow fonder and fonder of, maybe even to the point where when it's all said and done at 17, you might convince me to take one. But there's like five or six of them in this class all of a sudden that are going to go early. And that's great for the Steelers, but we didn't mention Luke Musgrave. I mean, he's making all kinds of noise in Mobile right now, and he's pushing Mayer to be number one.
Yeah. So interesting. I just look at that and I'm like, well, you could run some really nice 12 personnel sets with those two guys, with him and Freiermuth.
No doubt.
You know, talk about your wealth of riches there. Mm-hmm. Who do you like there, Matt?
Is the Ohio State tackle available? I couldn't remember if you said him or not. Paris Johnson.
No, he went early. Yeah, he went nine.
I assumed so, but I didn't think I heard his name. That's why.
Yeah, he went nine. So Skoronski is there, but he might be a guard.
Yeah. The three names I have down are Gonzalez is available, right?
Yes.
Breesy and Skoronski.
Yeah.
I don't think I would pick Skoronski.
Yeah. Antoine Harrison is still there as well. If you're looking for a true offensive tackle.
Yeah. Seems a little early for him, but maybe I'll warm up to him as this process. Yeah.
I think it comes down to, I mean, Breesy being there is a gift.
Yeah. He's the one that in this neighborhood you would strongly consider. You know, of course, Carter's going to be gone, but, you know.
Yeah.
We could try it.
Let's see. Let's do it and see what happens. Yeah. So we take Brian Breesy. Couldn't believe he was there. Christian Gonzalez went next. So.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's going to be down. Corner 32.
Yeah.
No, there'll be some but corner 32. I don't know if it'll be a tackle, but there might be.
Well, at 32, we're back up here again, and Mayer is still there.
Wow.
Josh Downs, Anton Harrison, J.L. Skinner, who we talked about in the previous segment. Darnell Washington is there. Let's see. Zay Flowers is there.
I'm surprised Zay Flowers isn't there in Mobile. He was at the East West.
Yeah, that was kind of surprising to me.
What's up with that? Yeah.
Yeah. John Michael Schmidt's available here. So we get some options here at 32. Do you just take Harrison, Anton Harrison?
I would say you just take Mayer.
Or Mayer. Yeah. Or that.
I mean, Steeler Nation would go crazy if we take our first two picks aren't a corner or a tackle.
But the value.
But yeah, you're getting two really high quality players that play a lot for you. I think it's between Mayer and Harrison.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I bet probably you better grade on Hayer on Mayer, but Harrison's harder to find.
I mean, I just think that you know you look at the planet theory with Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, this is a deep tight end draft. Maybe your next pick's a tight end.
Yeah, right. And they don't need to leave this draft with a tight end. I mean,
no.
Yeah, that's a luxury. But sitting here thinking you turn Claypool into Michael Mayer, like, nice. Let's take the tackle, though.
Okay, we'll take Anton Harrison. So that's the pick.
Happy that we took two big people.
Mayer still has not gone.
I'm not sure he's just the first tight end off the board.
He just went at 46. After Dalton Kincaid.
Really?
Dalton Kincaid went ahead of him. Yeah. So the pick's just ahead of us. We're Mayer at 46 to the Patriots.
Oh.
Trevius Hodges-Tomlinson, the cornerback out of TCU, goes to Washington. Crap. And then Jordan Battle at 48 to the Detroit Lions. We're back up here. Darnell Washington is available.
That's interesting to me.
Yeah.
He's a massive tight end. And he would be Gentry plus, plus, plus.
Yeah, Gentry and a very athletic, like way more athletic Zach Gentry.
Right. I mean, he doesn't look anything like Hayward, but he's Gentry plus thickness, strength, better blocker possibly, certainly could develop into it, but he can run.
Some speed, yeah.
Yeah.
DeJuan Jones available as well, but we have already taken a tackle. We can't take another one, but John Michael Schmidt's still there. Saika Ika out of Baylor, Drew Sanders out of Arkansas, Nolan Smith out of Georgia, Jalen Hyatt is there. I spoke to Ramon Foster, and he just loves him some Jalen Hyatt. Now, he's really a Tennessee guy, but he loves Jalen Hyatt.
I can see that.
Who else is there?
Some good names.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I don't think Ike can be the pick after Breece. He's already been
picked. No, we got we're set at offensive tackle, and we're set at
D-line for now.
Both trenches have been fortified. Let's put it that way. Looking at the top corners, you got Eli Ricks, you got Tyreek Stevenson, Makai Garner, Caillou Blue Kelly, Deontay Banks. So there's still some guys there that you'd look at and say, you know, they can help you.
The names I've written down, Stevenson and Banks. I guess Stevenson was phenomenal on Tuesday. I don't know how he did today.
Yeah.
But both those guys are getting first round buzz. Mel had Banks in the first round. I think Hyatt's interesting. I mean, I think that's when you start thinking about a playmaker that can stretch the field. Washington, the tight end from Georgia that we talked about, is on my list, as is our boy Schmitz from Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That's a tough call.
It is. I think it wouldn't be Hyatt for me. I mean, I like him a lot, but I think you take a corner or you take Schmitz.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with either one of those. Let's take Schmitz. We're going heavy on the lines in this one. So John Michael Schmitz is the pick.
How much fun would one-on-one pass rush drills be in Latrobe with Schmitz, Breece, and Harrison thrown in the mix?
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Be fantastic. And we're back up at 80 now.
Okay. I would say corner is the biggest need.
Yeah, yeah. So you got Tucker Kraft is there from South Dakota State. Now, Zach Evans, a running back from Ole Miss. Tank Bisbee, the running back out of Auburn. Ivan Pace, the linebacker out of Cincinnati. These are the top guys, according to Pro Football Network. Blake Freeland, who I talked to today.
Wow.
He's available. Caillou Blue Kelly. Matthew Bergeron, the offensive tackle out of Syracuse. Israel Abakanda, the running back out of Pitt. You got Byron Young, the defensive tackle out of Alabama. Luke Wilper, the center out of Ohio State. Luke Musgrove, or Musgrave, I should say, the tight end out of Oregon State. The guy is Adi Adebowore.
The Northwestern dude.
Yeah, the defensive tackle out of Northwestern. Keanu Benton available here. Oh, man, there's some guys.
DeMarcus
Overshawn, the linebacker out of Texas. I like him. Deontay Banks still available.
Ooh, I think I'd take Banks. I have a bunch of names down. Blue Kelly I have down. Banks. Benton, but he's kind of repetitive with Breesy.
Yeah.
Musgrove, who I don't think will actually still be there. But if you told me Freeland and the Syracuse tackle were going to last this long, I may
have passed them one to 32. Yeah.
Yeah, right, right, right. You know, so double down on tackles? Is that an awful idea? I mean, I think one of the corners is probably the pick, though.
Okay. Maybe. Well,
thanks.
Let me just say this. So, yeah. Blue Kelly, his dad played for Mike Tomlin. At Tampa Bay.
He was a corner for.
For Mike Tomlin. We know those family ties are always important to Mike Tomlin.
It's fine by me. I mean, they're the two corners I've written down here.
Let's take him. Caillou Blue Kelly is the pick. Why not?
He is not at the Senior Bowl, right?
No, he's here.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's here. So we get a little bit of a lull here before we pick again.
Looking up his height and weight, and his last name is – I was thinking Caillou Blue was his first name, but Blue Kelly is his last
name. Blue Kelly is his last name, yeah.
Instead of B.
Yeah.
But he's a little over 6 foot, people. He's 193. You know, he's an outside, good-looking corner.
Yeah, Stanford. So you know he's got the smarts. Mm-hmm. We're back up here at 120, and here's what's available: Tucker Kraft, the tight end out of South Dakota State; Wanya Morris, offensive tackle out of Oklahoma; Ronnie Hickman, the safety out of Ohio State. You got Kenny McIntosh, running back out of Georgia. Jalen Graham, linebacker out of Purdue. Isaiah McGuire, edge rusher out of Missouri. Rashad Torrance, the safety out of Florida. Jamie Robinson, the safety out of Florida State. Trey Palmer, the wide receiver out of Nebraska who can fly. There's some interesting guys there.
Yeah, I think you probably know these names a little better than I do, but it seems like there's some off-the-ball linebackers, some safeties, some edges that would all make sense. Croft, the tight end, might make a little sense here. Palmer piqued up my interest, you know, especially just because of the speed aspect at wide receiver. Is anybody sticking out at you?
I like Hickman, the safety out of Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Graham's interesting, the linebacker out of Purdue.
Okay.
Palmer, to me, I mean, I think he's going to run like a 4.35.
Yeah,
and he's not a small guy. He's very interesting there. I like Jamie Robinson too from Florida State. So,
you want to get to take the top off, dude? Here,
yeah, let's do that. Why not? Yeah. We've taken a bunch of trench guys. Let's take a
right.
Let's take a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now is when we have our real long lull here.
Yeah, I know.
We did have an offer to trade down with that one, but
in the real world, I'd like to get picks in this neighborhood. Some, you know,
yeah, right.
Perfect world, as you've spilled this out many times, is you're sitting there at 32. There's five guys you really like.
You trade back five spots and get one of them and pick up an extra pick or two in the middle rounds here.
Yeah, in addition to something good, you know, a third and a fifth and next year's third just to move down five picks.
All right, so this thing is broken because I just looked here. Keon White is available. He is he's their 240th ranked player.
They just must not know about him. I mean, that seems to happen every year, no matter which one of these we use, that there's two or three guys that the site has not kept up with or isn't on top of or hasn't updated or just doesn't know. But I think White's going the first round.
Keon White's going the first round. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If Keon White would be a consideration at 17.
Right. Just a disruptive. I don't even know what he'd be for the Steelers, but he'd just be a D lineman, throw him in the mix.
We'll put it this way. So if something were to happen, if you have Keon White on your roster and something happens to TJ Watt or Alex Highsmith, Keon White's your outside linebacker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's doing a better job. Like nothing. DeMarvin Leal did fine in that role this year.
But he was miscast.
But he was miscast. Keon White would not be miscast being that. He was like, that's what he does.
He would play 35. If he were on the team this year, he'd play 35 snaps a game. Certainly that role. Even when TJ would sit out here and there when healthy, he could do it. But on third down, I mean, he's lined up next to Cam Hayward with Highsmith and Watt. As your
He's one of your top four pass rushers. Like he's – because he's going to run like a
might break 4.6.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on the Feldman freak list. Like the combine's only going to help him. You know, like so his steam is starting to really heat up, but – wait till he goes to Indy and runs an amazing short shuttle and a 40-inch vertical, and we might be like, Keon White's not going to be there at 17. That's how it happens.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. One of my favorite names in this draft still available as well. Bumper Poole, linebacker out of Arkansas.
That's great.
The guy's name is Bumper Poole. Yeah. You got Yaya Diaby, the edge rusher out of Louisville, is available. Josh Weil. The tight end out of Cincinnati is still there.
I'm interested in him.
Yeah.
He's a blocker. He's tough. You know, there's, again, how many teams are going to draft a tight end this year? 12, maybe 15. And if you're getting the seventh or eighth best one this late because some teams just aren't shopping for tight ends, I think you get like a round value there. And he's kind of interesting to me.
Well, let's take him then.
Yeah.
That? I have no problem taking him there.
That was Wiley?
Yeah.
I mean, he's 6'6 and a half, 260, but he's a better athlete than Gentry.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a tough guy, do the dirty work. He'd be a great replacement.
All right. So we're back up again here at 243. So there's not a long wait there between that one. What more do we need here? An edge?
Edge. Can always throw another defensive back in any kind of mix because they're going to be special teamers.
A safety wouldn't be bad. You're right.
Yeah. Would you consider a running back?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that,
could they draft a quarterback?
A quarterback? Possibly, but I don't love this class.
Right.
Once you get past, the guys that are left here are Tyson Bagent from Shepherd, Tim DeMorat from Fordham, Grant Wells from Virginia Tech, Jarrett Dodge from Western Kentucky. There's just not a lot there.
Yeah.
I'm
not harping for it or anything.
Yeah. I'm just looking here.
This late always makes sense just for the special team contribution.
Right.
We didn't take any pure off-the-ball linebackers. That also would help on teams or an edge.
So the top-rated safety available is Avery Young out of Rutgers. Christian Young out of Arizona is also available. He's an interesting dude. He's 6'3", 224.
Safety?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a big dude. I don't know if he'll run real well. Daniel Scott from Cal. I'm not seeing a lot there. You can always take a second corner. You got Daryl Luter Jr. from South Alabama.
You mentioned Daniel Scott from Cal. The only reason I bring him up is because I was reading Matt Bowen's piece on guys he likes from the Senior Bowl right now. And he went out of his way to do a bullet point on Daniel Scott as a versatile do-it-all safety. I mean, he's not saying he should be a first-round pick or anything like that, but
yeah,
gave him rave reviews, and I think Bowen's one of the best guys out there, especially with defensive back stuff. So that
okay,
I have no problem with that. On
let's take him then, Daniel Scott.
Yeah,
there we go, and that's our draft.
A good late round target that we consistently nab.
Yeah, so we got Brian Barisi, the defensive tackle out of Clemson, and at 17. We got Anton Harrison, the offensive tackle out of Oklahoma at 32. John Michael Schmitz continues our revamping of the offensive and defensive lines. The center out of Minnesota. We got Caillou Blue Kelly at 80, the cornerback out of Stanford. At 120, we got Trey Palmer, the speedy wide receiver out of Nebraska. We followed that up at 236 with Josh Wiley. So more than 100 picks there, 116 picks in between those two picks there. But we got to end up with Josh Wiley out of the tight end out of Cincinnati. And then at 243, we took Daniel Scott, the safety out of Cal.
Okay. I like it very much. I mean, I think we'd get the thumbs up from a lot of our listeners that we went big guy, big guy, big guy. You know, there are a lot of 300, added a lot of beef early, filled in the blanks later. Corners where you're a little short, but that's a guy that's, you know, I think could go a lot higher than we took him to.
So, yeah. And you're my boy, Blue. That would,
my boy, Blue. Right, no doubt. Coach T will know.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's our mock draft here. That's our second mock draft. We've done got two in the books. We'll do another one on Monday because it will be mock draft Monday madness.
And we'll know a lot more about these Senior Bowl guys even then.
Yeah, I have time to digest this a little bit more as we get into that. Also in the make mention that, of course, Cam Hayward named to the Pro Bowl as a replacement for Chris Jones, who's off to the Super Bowl. So Cam Hayward does finally get the nod for the Pro Bowl this year. A lot of people upset with some of the Pro Bowl replacements, including at quarterback, where Tyler Huntley,
just to say that's the only one I saw,
now going to the Pro Bowl. Tyler Huntley, can I say that? Tyler Huntley going to the Pro Bowl.
He didn't even play well when he got in there, and he's a backup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fan vote. You know, all those Ravens voters voting him in. It's just nuts. Yeah. It's just nuts.
I say, I don't know who should have went, but I think I could have
put I know who shouldn't.
Right. I mean, if Trevor Lawrence didn't go, right? I mean, I don't even know the list off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's some that are actually sort of deserving.
I'm sure anybody who played more than four games would be deserving, which is what he wound up playing. So
average NFL starting quarterback, which he's not.
He's not even that. Yeah. No. So, but it is what it is. Not our decision. And you know, it's not really a game now. So it's more of a display. So yeah, he might do well in that. He might help the AFC win the, I don't know, flag football game or something. I don't know.
They do. Yeah. But I won't be watching.
Yeah. Did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcast shows, such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Motes, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for our show today. We'll be back again on Friday. Put more of a bow on the Senior Bowl work week and talk more about the upcoming Super Bowl. That's kind of a big deal coming up here in the NFL. But for my partner Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.